Well, yesterday we spoke about the meaning of faith.
昨晚我們講到信心的定義.
We saw that faith is this complete commitment of ourselves to God.
信心就是我們整個交託給神和神立的約.
Today we must pursue this question somewhat further.
今晚我們又會擴而充之地繼續講.
We need to look at you when we say we commit ourselves fully to Christ, and what is involved in saying so and in making this kind of a commitment.
假如我們說將整個交託給神和神立這個約的時候，究竟裡面是包含了什麼意思呢？
And so today I seek by the grace of God to expound to you the Lord's teaching from Luke chapter 14, verse 25.
今天晚上我們思想耶穌基督的教訓在路加福音第十四章。
On to verse
33.
And I ask our brother to read it for us.
路加福音第十四章，第25節至33節。 聖經裡說，有別包的人同耶穌同行，他轉過來對他們說：人到我這裡來，若不愛我勝過愛自己的父母、妻子、兒女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能作我的門徒。凡不背著自己的十字架跟從我的，也不能作我的門徒。你們哪一個要搭一座樓，不先坐下計算花費，能搭成不能呢？蓋成不能呢？恐怕安了地基，不能成功。 看見的人都笑話他，說這個人開了工，卻不能完工。或是一個王出去和別的王打仗，豈不先坐下酌量，能用一萬兵去敵那領二萬兵來攻打他的麼？倘若是不能，若不能就趁敵人還遠的時候，派使者去求和息的條款。這樣你們無論什麼人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的門徒。
The Lord Jesus speaks to us. Seem to be difficult words, and by God's grace, we have to face up to them.
似乎主耶穌同我哋講呢啲説話係非常難了解接受，但係我哋希望靠住神嘅恩典，我哋能夠可以了解。
The Lord Jesus always speaks the truth to us.
喺度，主耶穌將真實呢個真理講俾我哋聽。
And even though the truth may be hard to take, He always speaks the truth.
似乎真理有時係好難接受，但係主耶穌所講嘅都係真理。
Now we see in this passage that great multitudes, verse 25 tells us, were accompanying Jesus.
在第25節裡面說過,一班很大群的人跟隨耶穌。
The people knew that Jesus had something they needed.
這些人了解到他們在耶穌裡面有他們應該需要的東西。
And everywhere that Jesus went, the great crowds were accompanying him.
所以無論耶穌去到哪裡,都有一大群人圍著他。
But Jesus was not a vote catcher.
但是主耶穌 並不是一個被獵取的物件。
He was somebody who was not looking to be seeking to be popular.
他並不是要獵取這個在人當中的非常的顯赫。
And so there were these great crowds following Jesus, and notice what he does. He turns around to the crowds and he speaks to them.
當耶穌見到這班人跟隨他的時候，耶穌又轉過來跟他們這樣說。
And notice what he says. If anyone comes to me,
他說假若有人來到我這裡,
He does not speak to some special people, He speaks to anyone, if anyone comes to me.
他並不是指著某一種人來說,
He is not speaking to His apostles or His disciples only.
他不是對他的使徒或者門徒來說,
And so we must notice that these words are to every single person.
原來這些說話是對每一個人來說的。
And verse 27, He says, whoever does not bear His cross,
在第十七節裡面說凡跟從他的,
so we can see that these words of Jesus are going to apply to you and to me.
所以這些說話可以說耶穌是以你以我來講的。
As he spoke this to the crowds, all those crowds, these were the people he was speaking to.
當他對這班群眾講的時候，這班就是他所講的對象。
He said, if anyone comes to me,
他說假若有人來到我這裡,
well, they were there with him already. What does he mean, come to me?
這些人已經跟耶穌一起了,為什麼他還說來他那裡呢?
How do we go come to Jesus?
我們怎樣才作為去到耶穌那裡呢?
He clearly did not mean a physical coming because they were already there.
他不是說肉身的來到他的面前,因為他們這班人已經跟耶穌一起了。
But he meant a spiritual coming to Jesus.
在這裡只是指靈裡面的到達耶穌那裡。
Some people are physically coming here today, but they have not spiritually come to Jesus.
可能有很多人今天肉身是來到這裡參加的聚會, 但是他在靈裡面並沒有達到耶穌那裡。
And then when he speaks to these people who want to come, he says, if you want to come to me spiritually, I'm going to tell you what is the condition.
所以主耶稣说，假如你属灵的生命来到我这里的时候，我就要要求你做一些事。
And then he speaks words which seem to be so difficult.
跟着他所说的话，就非常的困难去了解。
What does he say?
他怎么说呢？
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
他人到我这里又不爱我胜过或者是超过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己生命，又不可以做我门徒。
Wow, isn't that frightening all the people away?
是否这句说话将人都吓走呢？
Yes, many people went away.
很多人离开了。
Many people listen to Jesus once and they say, second time, we can't take it. What he says is too strong for me.
很多人听了一次之后，第二次就不翻转头了。他说这些说话实在太难接受了。
And somebody said to me, if you preach the gospel like this as Jesus did, wouldn't it be that most of the people will not become Christians?
很多人说，假如我们好像耶稣这样传道的时候，我相信很多人都不愿意接受做基督徒。
Yes, the Lord Jesus knows that.
耶稣自己也知道。
He didn't say, you all come to me, it's okay, it doesn't matter how you believe, so long as you come to me, that's alright with me.
耶稣并没有说，你这人无论信不信都好，没所谓，你来到我这里就行了。
Just come and fill the place up, I'm very happy when you're here.
可能他说，只要坐满人就算数了，我很开心。
No, Jesus doesn't preach like this.
但耶稣并不是这样来传道。
He says, I'm going to tell you what is the condition.
耶稣说，我现在告诉你这个条件是什么。
Those are hard words.
似乎这些是很难接受的字眼。
And so he says to them, except you hate all the people who are dear to you, including your own life, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot come to me spiritually.
在这里讲英文的翻译就是，假如你恨你的父母和妻子儿女而爱我的时候，你才可以有资格来到我面前。
Unless you do this, you cannot be a disciple of mine, a follower of mine.
假如你不这样做的时候，你根本就不配做我的门徒。
Now again, a disciple in the Gospels referred to any Christian. Any true Christian was called a disciple. It was not some special class of Christian.
在圣经里面所说的门徒并不是指某一种特级的基督徒，但是所有的基督徒。
It is only later on in Acts that we find that people were the disciples. Acts chapter 11 verse 26 tells us the disciples were called Christians in Antioch.
只有在《使徒行传》第一章游记里面第一次讲这些门徒成为基督徒，成为安提柯的基督徒。
Who were called Christians? The disciples were called Christians.
哪些人叫做基督徒呢？就是这班门徒。
That means Christians and disciples, they are the same thing in the Bible.
所以圣经里面门徒和基督徒是两样，都是同一样的。
And that is why we saw that the opening words was addressed to everybody, the whole crowd.
所以开头这个引言是对所有的人来讲的。
But what did Jesus mean when he said you've got to hate your father and mother? And what does he mean by such frightening words?
这部耶稣所说的要恨你的父母、兄弟、姊妹、妻子、儿女和自己的生命，我们不是很明白。
Now I know the many preachers, they don't want to preach about this. Let's look for another passage.
有很多传道人他不喜欢讲这段经文，他说不如找个第二篇。
Let's look another passage where it speaks about we loving one another and we love everybody. That's fine.
不如讲一些彼此相爱和彼此帮助的。
Have you ever heard a preacher preaching on this passage? I never heard a preacher preaching on this passage.
有没有听过类似的讲题呢？我自己就好像没听过了。
So I'll be the first foolish man to preach on what Jesus taught us.
又是我第一个愚人去讲这篇的道理。
What did Jesus mean when he said that you cannot come to me spiritually unless you hate father, mother, and everybody, including your own life?
究竟耶稣这里讲，他说，假如你不爱我胜过你的父母兄弟，或者是恨他们而属灵般咁来到我呢度嘅时候，就唔可以做门徒，点解？
Now in the Old Testament, you know that the fifth commandment says you shall honor your father and your mother.
但喺十诫里边第五诫就讲话你要。尊重你的父母。
How can the Lord Jesus say that you need to hate them?
但这里为什么他说你要爱超过他们或者是憎恨他们呢？
I want to explain this to you because there are some enemies of the gospel who also like to take such passages and twist them and young Christians become very confused.
所以因为我发觉很多敌对圣经的人曾经是用这个经文来引诱人以致他们离开真道。
Now, in the Bible, we need to notice that, that Jesus had many enemies.
在圣经里面记载耶稣有很多敌人。
And these enemies were always looking for some opportunity to attack Jesus.
这些敌人时常找机会和借口去攻击耶稣。
If he did some work on the Sabbath day, like his disciples pick a few grains of wheat, they say, ha, you're breaking the law.
當佢見到耶穌同埋班門徒，佢班門徒喺度摘一啲喺一個安息日裏邊摘一啲禾穗嘅時候，佢哋話：啊，你已經破壞咗我哋嘅律法啦。
These enemies of Jesus, these Pharisees and scribes, they were always like vultures trying to find an opportunity to pick some bones。
似乎呢一班嘅文士同埋祭司就好似呢啲鷹一樣，等待要食一啲死人嘅骨頭。
But if you notice, you'll find something interesting。
啊，當我哋留心睇嘅時候，我哋發覺有啲好有興趣嘅地方。
Never once did the Pharisees and the Sadducees attack Jesus on what he said here。
但係唔止一次嘅，好似喺呢度講嘅，呢班文士祭司係攻擊耶穌嘅。
Now if they wanted to attack Jesus, he would be a good thing to attack him on。
似乎喺呢度講呢段嘅説話係最好嘅藉口，俾呢班文士祭司去攻擊耶穌。
I mean, compared to the other things that they attacked Jesus on, that was a very small point compared to this one。
其實如果同其他嗰啲攻擊嚟講咧，呢個係非常好嘅藉口嘅。
If they could say Jesus taught his disciples and everybody that they should not honor their father and their mother, and that they should break the fifth commandment, wow, they really got Jesus。
佢哋假如係講話，假如耶穌叫呢啲門徒唔愛佢哋、唔尊重佢哋父母嘅時候，佢哋就係破壞緊第五條嘅戒命。
The strange thing is, Jesus' enemies never took the chance to attack Jesus for teaching this。
但係我好奇怪，當耶穌教訓呢啲嘅時候，佢嘅敵人並冇攻擊佢。
You know why?
知唔知點解？
Because the Jews understood what Jesus meant much better than anyone else. They knew exactly what he said。
因為猶太人喺佢心裏邊，佢哋瞭解耶穌嘅含義係乜嘢。
Jesus, of course, was not teaching any breaking of the fifth commandment, and the Jews knew that。
當然，耶穌所傳嘅並唔係話同第五條戒命有所衝突嘅，呢啲猶太人佢心裏邊自己明白。
In fact, in Mark chapter 7, verses 9 onwards, he rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes for not honoring their fathers and their mothers。
事實上，喺馬可福音第七章第九節裏邊，耶穌就曾經指責呢班猶太人，佢哋並冇真心嘅去敬重佢哋父母。
So how can it be that he rebukes them for not honoring their father and their mother, and then says, if you want to come to me spiritually, you have to hate your father and mother? I don't figure it out anymore。
似乎我係好難明白呢度，耶穌曾經責備呢啲人唔尊重佢嘅父母，但係呢度卻相反話你哋要恨父母、兄弟姊妹而愛我。
So what did Jesus mean then?
What
did the Jews understand by what Jesus meant?
咁究竟嗰啲猶太人嘅心裏邊心知肚明乜嘢咧？
Well, in the Jewish language, in the Jewish idiom, this hating somebody did not mean that you go out and you go and kill your father and mother. You hate your father and mother. No, it didn't mean anything like this.
原來喺猶太人嘅俗語裏邊，佢哋自己平時嘅語言裏邊嘅含義，恨你嘅父母並唔係話殺佢。
It was an expression, and when he says you must hate your own life also, it doesn't mean that you go to the revolving restaurant up there and then you jump down from there because you hate your own life.
喺呢度講亦都唔係話你恨你嘅生命就走上去最高嗰層樓空中飛人。
And Jesus is not teaching us to commit suicide.
耶穌並冇教我哋自殺。
No, what this expression means is that when you are faced between the choice of two things,
耶穌呢度講佢話，假如你選擇兩者之間其中一樣嘅時候。
Then what you choose is the one that you love more.
你要衡量哪一样你爱得更深更多。
And what you don't choose, that in the Hebrew expression was called to hate.
假如你不选择另外一样东西的时候，在犹太人的文字里面就表示憎恨。
So if you are forced to choose between two things, the one you choose is the one you love more, the one you don't choose, I say that again, is called hate.
假如你要被逼一定要揀两者之间其中一样的时候，你揀嗰樣你就係愛嗰樣，唔揀嗰樣你就恨嗰樣。
This is what we see also in Genesis chapter 29, for example.
所以喺創世記第二十九章裏邊亦都有同樣嘅例子。
That Jacob loved one and he hated the other of his wife. That doesn't mean that he really went and hated her and wanted to kill her or anything like that. It means that he did not choose this one when having to face between two. He preferred the one rather than the other.
喺度講雅各佢揀兩個妻子其中一個受寵嘅嗰個嘅時候，並不表示佢恨其他一個而想除去佢。
Now once we understand this, we begin to see what Jesus is teaching us。
當我哋瞭解咗呢一點嘅時候，我哋又知道耶穌所教訓係咩意思啊
？Now this means that you can love both very much, but the one you prefer more is the one you love more. The one you don't prefer, that is the one in this Hebrew idiom, this way of speaking that is called hate。
喺呢度，耶穌佢話：假如有兩者要選擇嘅時候，你愛嗰樣嘅時候，你就會歡喜嗰樣多啲啦。
Now what that means here, what the Lord Jesus is saying to this, is saying to us is this: If you want to follow me, if you want to come to me spiritually, then you must put Jesus above everything else。
耶穌呢度講話：假如你嚟到我呢度，喺靈裏邊嘅嚟到我呢度，你一定要摒棄其他一切嘅嘢，單單嘅嚟到。
You must love Jesus More than your father and your mother?
你一定嘅爱，耶稣嘅爱超过其他你对父母。
You must love your father and mother. You must love them.
当然你要爱你嘅父母。
But you must love God. You must love Jesus more than them.
但你一定要爱神爱耶稣多过胜过你的父母。
You must love Jesus more than even any member of your family who are close to you.
甚至你爱耶稣多过在你家庭里面任何的一个成员。
And you must love Jesus even more than your own life.
甚至你爱耶稣多过你自己的生命。
So yesterday we saw that becoming a Christian is total commitment.
原来我们在耶稣那里面我们相信他那是整个交托给他和他立约。
And you may say, oh, total commitment, that's not so difficult. I just say, Lord, here I am, I commit myself totally to you.
或者你说不是很难的事，只要我在这里，现在整个给了你。
Not so quick.
但是不是那么简单。
Jesus wants you to sit down and to count the cost.
耶稣要你坐下而思想这个代价。
Jesus doesn't want anyone just to rush in and say, okay, I'm a Christian now.
耶稣并不是要你很冲动地走来，我愿意做基督徒就算数。
Two times in this passage, he says, sit down and count the cost.
在这段经文里面两次耶稣讲过，你要坐低去着量去思想。
You notice that many times in big evangelistic meetings, people are swept by the emotion, the wonderful singing of the choir, and people feel so moved, and if they come forward, no, they all rush to the front.
很多时候在很多的大布道会里面，人因为感情上的缘故，听了很多诗班的歌，以致他们忽然间就冲上了台，愿意接受主。
And what Jesus says is say, no, just sit down and count the cost.
但耶稣说不是，你一定要坐下去思想。
Total commitment is very costly.
原来我们在耶稣里面那个完全的交托是一个非常有价值的事。
What is the cost?
究竟是什么价值呢？
The cost is to choose from now on that whenever you are faced with a choice,between God and your father, your mother, your wife, your children, yourself, you choose God.
原来这个代价呢，是衡量神和你的父母、兄弟姊妹、妻子、儿女之间，你会拣神。
Can you do that?
你能不能这么做？
You say total commitment is easy, can you do that?
我们说整个交托很容易，但是我们有没有能力这么做？
Wow, you say you preach like this, all the Christians, which of us are going to be Christians?
如果你这样传这个道的时候，谁还会信主？
How hard is to become a Christian like this?
如果咁样嘅时候，我哋实在非常嘅困难去成为基督徒。
But my friends, I didn't tell you this. I didn't tell you what is the condition. Jesus tells us what he requires.
但唔系今天晚上起人同你讲，但系耶稣同你讲。
We love our fathers and mothers very much.
当然我哋爱我哋嘅父母、兄弟姊妹。
We love our wives and our children.
我哋都爱我哋嘅妻子儿女。
We love our own life too.
当然我哋更加爱我哋生命。
But if we are going to become a true Christian, Jesus says, you love them is right, but you will love God even more.
但耶稣他说你爱他们是对的，但是你要爱神胜过他们。
This means total commitment requires of us that God always comes first in your life.
这个整个交托给神是指永远是以神居首位。
You say,
在你生命里面。
You say you are a Christian, then let me ask you, is God always first in your life?
假如你说自称为基督徒的时候，你有没有将神放在你的生命的首位呢？
Can you honestly say that through this day, God has always been first in your life?
有没有从今天开始你就说神在我生命里面现在开始就是居首位？
That, can you honestly say that God is more important than your studies, than your business, than your family?
你有没有曾经讲过说神是比一切都优胜，以至他超越我们的学习或者我们的工作我们的家庭？
Let me illustrate what the Lord Jesus means.
或者我举一个这样的例子。
By an illustration that shows us that when called to the test, when we have to make a choiceThe true Christian chooses God.
或者我举一个例子，当一个人被召去接受这个十字架这个道理的时候，他应该选择的是耶稣。
This is a true account that is recorded for us, and which always moves me when I read that account.
这是一个真真正正的事实，让我们知道我们的代价是什么。
This account is found in the Jewish literature.
而在这个代价是在犹太的文学里面可以找到的。
This was the kind of time when the Greek king in Syria was persecuting the Jews.
当那些希律人来到叙利亚的地方去迫害这些犹太人的时候，
and he tried to stop the Jews from worshipping God.
他们阻止这些犹太人去敬拜神。
And there was a family in which there was a mother and 7 sons.
在一个家庭里面有一个妈妈和7个儿子。
They had a wonderful life together.
他有一个非常美满的生活。
Because they all loved God very much. They had the oneness in loving God together. And there's no family that is so united as a family that has one heart in loving God.
他们在神的里面合而为一的，他们心都是对准神，没有家庭好像他们这么能够合一。
And the father had died, and this mother had brought up these seven sons. They were very precious to her.
这个父亲早死，而佢妈妈就将呢七个儿子凑大。
And then there came the day when this Greek king demanded that all the Jews in their village they will stop worshiping God.
而当希列人来到呢个地方嘅时候，佢话所有犹太人都唔可以再敬拜你嘅神。
And anyone who worshiped God would be put to death.
假如边个仲拜你哋嘅神嘅时候，一定要被行刑死亡。
And every family was made to put through a test to see if they would put some incense on the idol altar.
佢哋每一个家庭都被呢个考验，佢哋是否对偶像或者系对神一个选择。
And it came to this family, this sweet family that had lived together so happily.
呢件事发生喺你嘅家庭上面，而你嘅家庭曾经系非常美满嘅。
The Syrian soldiers came, the Greek soldiers came and dragged the mother and the sons out and said, "Now, offer on the altar."
而家嗰啲叙利亚同埋希律嘅军队嚟到，将呢个妈妈同呢七个仔带去呢个偶像嘅祭坛面前。
Not one of them would put anything on the altar.
但系冇一个人愿意献上任何嘅物件。
They were not going to worship idols.
佢哋唔愿意敬拜呢个偶像。
So they were dragged before the governor.
所以佢哋被拉去呢个政府嘅官员面前。
And the governor said, "What is this? You are not going to worship our God?"
呢个官就话：你唔打算去敬拜我哋嘅神咩？
He said no. But so he said to the mother, "Now you better talk sense to your sons."
佢而家话同妈妈讲：你应该好理智咁同你班仔讲清楚。
And persuade them to do this, because if you don't do this, then I am going to put you all to death one by one.
你应该说服你班仔去敬拜我哋偶像。假如唔系嘅时候，我就会一个一个咁劏佢哋。
In those days, many, many people laid down their lives.
好多人喺当时嘅时代失去佢生命。
And so the first one, so he said to the mother, "Well, if I can't persuade you to talk to the sons, maybe I will be able to persuade you by some action."
也许假如我要你说服你班仔嘅时候，要一啲行动先可以说服嘅。
So he took out the oldest son.
所以佢就拎咗个大儿子出嚟。
And put him to death in front of his mother and the other six.
就喺佢妈妈同埋其他嘅兄弟嘅面前，将呢个大仔杀咗。
So said, "Now, do you think you are going to turn away from your God?"
就话而家是否你愿意远离你嘅神
？Said to the mother, "Will you persuade your sons to turn away from God now?"
同佢妈妈讲，佢话而家是否你愿意说服你其他仔再唔敬拜你嘅神
？Do you enjoy seeing your sons dying?
是否你觉得？你嘅兒子喺你面前死係一件好痛快嘅事。
Do you want to see them all die?
你是否願意睇住佢哋每一個一個咁離開
？He said, "You can do what you like. I love my sons, but not one of them is going to turn from God."
但呢個母親佢話：我雖然愛我兒子，但係我唔願意佢哋其中一個遠離神。
And so one by one, down to the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, everyone was put to death in front of the mother and the sons and all the people of the village.
所以跟住六五四三二一。连佢妈妈都杀埋，而所有人都睇住。
And ask the sons, "Will you then turn?" And not one son would turn from God.
但系当佢问呢个说话，你愿唔愿意转离你嘅神嘅时候，冇一个人愿意。
And it came to the youngest son. He was only a teenager at the time, a young teenager.
最后嚟到呢个最年轻嘅一个十零岁嘅儿子。
And the governor said, "Well, you are a young boy, you know, you don't have to die. Your whole life is in front of you."
呢个政府官员佢话：细路，你仲系细。而家喺前面好多前途，唔需要咁快死住。
You still have, you can just turn away from God and you will be alright.
假如你转离你嘅神，好简单啫，你就冇事了。
And the young boy said, "Don't waste your time, just get on with it."
但系呢个年轻嘅细路仔，佢话唔好花你嘅时间，你要杀就杀。
And so he said to the mother, "Persuade your son."
跟住又同妈妈讲，叫你个仔。
So she spoke to him, but spoke to him in Aramaic.
但呢个妈妈同呢、这个仔講笑話嘅時候，佢哋用阿蘭文講
，which of course the Greek couldn't understand。
當然呢啲希臘人唔明白。
And told him, "Stand firm to the end, my son. I don't want to lose you." That means she didn't want to lose him in eternity. To lose him now meant that she would not lose him in eternity.
佢媽媽叫佢仔，你應該喺你自己嘅信心上面建立你根基，站穩。我唔希望喺永恆嘅生命裏邊你失去呢個份。
She had to choose now, and she chose.Which do you think? Would you call this loving the son or hating the son?
佢而家就系选择嘅时间。喺呢个选择里边，我哋睇下是否佢系憎恨嘅儿子定系爱嘅儿子咧
？Of course, she loved the son.
当然佢系爱佢仔。
But you can see now that these sons love their own lives or not. Of course they love their own life. Nobody enjoys dying. But they love God more than their own life. They hated, in comparison to their love for God, they hated their own life. In the end, the mother also was put to death.
最后,当然这个妈妈也是死亡,
having watched all her seven sons put to death in front of her. This is something that teaches us what it means, exactly what the Lord Jesus says, that when you have to be put to a choice, here you see that this mother and these sons, they love God more than everything else, more than their own lives also. It is this kind of commitment that Jesus requires of every person who is going to come to him. This is devotion to God. If every person in the church had this kind of devotion to God, what kind of a church we would have today? What kind of Christians have we got in the church today? What kind of Christians have we got? Oh, that God would speak to us. Jesus doesn't just want his churches to be filled up. He wants the men and the women of this kind of quality. Think about it. That is the cost that he requires of us when we come to him. And when you thought that when we said yesterday that faith means total commitment, did you think that that was too high a standard that the Bible set for us? And let me ask you to look at Jesus' words and see what for yourself what he said. I ask you to go home and look at these words again and see what they say to you. Jesus wants every Christian to be a dedicated man or woman. How are we going to reach out in mission to the world with Christians who are neither hot nor cold? How can we be the light of the world when we are half darkness rather than light? And I hear people who want to say they want to bring the gospel to China. How are you going to bring the gospel to China? Do you know that the communists are some of the most dedicated people in the world? I say to you as I say to others, if the Christians today were to preach the gospel to the communists, they would laugh at you. I was in China during what is known as the Korean War,
韩战.
And you know, when the Chinese soldiers came back from the front, we had the most funny reports about the American soldiers and the United Nations soldiers. The American soldiers are always called the 朱古列兵, you see, the chocolate soldiers and the 少爷兵, you know.
那些美国的大兵时常被称为朱古力兵或者是少爷兵.
That means to say, if they didn't get their daily ration of chocolate bar, they can't fight properly.
如果他们没有朱古力那些糖的时候,他们就不能够有力量打仗.
And we had every kind of joke in China about these allied soldiers.
很多时候我们在中国大陆里面有不同的笑话关于这些联军.
The Chinese soldiers, you know, what they ate, when they had nothing to eat, they took their leather belts. They boiled that and they eat their leather belts. They eat their leather shoes.
但你想想中国军队吃的是什么呢? 当他们没有东西吃的时候,他们只是将自己的皮带或者皮鞋拿出来,煲了来吃.
They went in there to fight, often hungry, often frozen, but they fought with dedication.
虽然他们有时要经历一些 很冷的天气或者是一些饥饿的情形,但是他们依然是有这样的精神去打.
But the Americans required saturation bombing. They required long-range artillery attack.
但是美军他所用的武器是远程的武器.
No wonder that when I was in Hong Kong later on, there was an American Air Force officer.
當我在香港的時候有一個美軍的空軍軍官。
And some of our friends took him up to the Chinese border. He had just come from Korean War, you see. And we took him to the Chinese border and showed, that's China over there.
當我們發覺他剛從韓戰來的時候,我們帶他去中國邊界去參觀。
When he said, that's China over there, he said, let's get going, let's get out of here.
當見到說,那裡就是中國,他說不如快點走了。
Say, what's the matter? This is all right, they're all on the other side of the border.
那有什麼不妥呢?他只不過在邊界的另外一邊。
He said to us, he says, they frightened the wits out of me.
但是他說,他們令我心驚膽戰。Why?
Because of the dedication of these soldiers.
為什麼呢? 因為在乎這些兵士的忠心。
And you want to be Christians, you want to preach the gospel to people with this kind of dedication, when would you be willing to chew your leather belt for Christ?
是否我們也有同樣的精神,去跟這班這麼忠勇的人來傳福音呢?我們是否願意為主耶穌也去吊我們的皮帶?
When would you be willing to go through the icy waters of Korea frozen when even their trousers were frozen stiff into ice barrels and they went on fighting the battle? How many Christians would be willing to do this?
有幾個基督徒好像昔日的軍隊一樣,他們在寒戰裡面,這些冰寒地洞的水,在那裡間水而過的時候,他們依然能夠堅忍下去。
I think that when the communist listens to Jesus teaching, oh, that makes sense to him. Yes, of course you expect this kind of dedication. What else do you expect? You can't expect less.
當共產軍隊的時候,聽到這些訊息的時候,他們會說, 主耶穌所說的非常應該,會有什麼要求呢?
But when you speak to the soldier being to the chocolate soldiers, say, oh, this kind of, this is too high, this is too much.
但如果將這個訊息講給這些朱古力兵或者是少爺兵聽的時候,他們說,這個太高的準則了。
What kind of soldiers we have in the church? We are going to go out and preach the gospel to these kind of people.
今天我們教會裡面有什麼精兵呢? 我們能不能出去跟這種人來傳福音?
Many of you have heard of the 25,000 Changzhen, the 25,000 Chinese, 8,000 miles march that the communist soldiers made.
我們在28,000里長征裡面,我們會看到這班共產黨的軍隊,他們還有8,000里路這樣去。
I think the communists should really put every Christian to shame.
可能今天的共產黨會令到每一個基督徒都會心死。
Actually, I feel ashamed of the church and talking to the communists.
當我講及這些共產黨的時候,我就感到為教會而心死。
As we take the people on a hike, they walk over a few mountains, they got too much food, my leg is sore, you know, my shoulder is sore. 8,000 miles? They can't walk 8 miles, never mind 8,000 miles.
當我跟教會的人出去遠足的時候,我們走了幾個山頭,有些人已經說軟骨痛了。但這些共產的軍隊,他們走了8,000多里路,為什麼?
I know, I know. In London, they used to astonish me that our good sisters from Hong Kong, they seem always to be used to sitting on the bus. When he said, let's walk the 3 blocks down. Wow, 3 blocks? No. Oh, what Jesus requires of us is dedication. You want to be my disciple? I tell you what I require of you.
今天主耶穌要我們的,對我們的要求就是要我們整個的忠於祂。
Do you think Jesus wants his whole church full of these chocolate soldiers? No, he wants men of this kind of dedication.
是否主耶穌今天要我們整個教會人都好像這些朱古力兵一樣呢?祂要我們每個人都忠勇於祂。
I tell you honestly, if I hadn't seen the Chinese Christians, your brothers and sisters in China, I would never have become a Christian.
我可以告訴大家一個事實,假如在教會裡面不見到一班中國的信徒,那麼忠心為主的時候,我永遠都不會成為一個基督徒。
It is because I saw the lives of this kind of Christians, dedicated Christians. I said, Lord, that's the kind of Christian I am ready to. This is the only kind of Christian that really makes sense.
就在我們看見他們忠勇的生命的流露裡面,我就說,主啊,我願意成為這種的基督徒。
That's why I often say, I thank God that the communists came to China. If the communists didn't come to China, I would never become a Christian.
所以我說神啊,感謝你已使到這些共產黨來到中國,假如不是他們的時候,我都永遠不會變成一個基督徒。
Because when the communists came to China, you know, the churches were full. Every Sunday you squeeze in the church. So many people, they came nice jackets, nice hats, all come to church.
當最初共產黨來到中國的時候,所有的人都湧入他教會裡面聚會,都穿得很整齊,很漂亮。
And as the communist armies got nearer and nearer, the church got fuller and fuller.
當共產黨越是逼近的時候,教會就是越是多人。
Until the communists had arrived in Shanghai, and then the church was empty.
當共產黨來到上海的時候, 整個教會就空虛。
Because the others got frightened, they started running very fast.
有很多被嚇走了。
And so the only kind of Christians that stood back, which remained,
were the dedicated Christians. 又剩翻落嚟嘅一小撮嘅基督徒，佢哋係最忠勇嘅基督徒。
I wonder how many of you would come into this meeting if you had found outside there was a desk at the front door.And there was a 干部 sitting there to take your name and address down before you come in.
假如我哋出边嘅门口有一个干部坐喺度，要夹低你嘅名嘅时候，你仲会唔会嚟到呢个教会聚会
？I would be interested to know whether you come or not.
我就想知道大家会仲会唔会嚟。
I think very few would like to come in.
我谂相信好少会嚟。
I went to church one day, and that's exactly what I found in Shanghai. One day I went to church, and I saw at the door of the church the 干部 was sitting there taking the names of everybody coming in.
我记得有一次我去到上海嘅教会里边。見到一個幹部喺個門口度集緊名。
And I saw some people coming to the church. They saw the 幹部 quick turn back.
有啲人嚟到教會嗰度，一見到呢啲幹部嘅手，即刻走都走唔切。
There were only the few who went in. Said my name is put it there.
有好少數嘅進入去，講俾佢聽我個名係乜嘅。